Well, this morning we want to have some fun with food, one of our favorite topics. Kylie Peterson is with us this morning. She's the Director of Marketing and Communications with the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Kylie, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, fine. It's been warm outside, maybe a little too warm and dry for most people's tastes these days. But when you talk about tastes, we can always change that out on the grill. And we love throwing beef on the grill.
Absolutely. We do, too, here at the Beef Council.
Well, I'm sure. Well, there's no other way there. You don't have a choice. We do. We have lots of choices out there. And what are some of your favorites when you go out to grill?
Yeah, so I the middle meats are typically some of the best sellers. In a more typical year, your ribeye steaks, your strip steaks, your New York strip, a T-bone, those are some of my favorites, or a good burger.
Yeah, you pretty much covered them all there. That was great. June is steak month, so it's one of those months that we like to take a look at some of those featured cuts and things. Are there different ways to go about preparing some of the different cuts?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of those less tender cuts, you could mix up a marinade, and that could help, kind of add some tenderness and just some additional flavor to your steaks. Otherwise, a good steak, sometimes it might not even need any seasoning, or just like lightly salted and peppered your steak before you put it on the grill is always just a way to go. And then, of course, the burger, you can just add some different toppings and different condiments, different cheeses, maybe even change up your bread style, a pretzel bun versus a regular bun, or maybe putting one in a tortilla always kind of adds some new fun to a traditional beef meal that your family might get tired of. But, of course, beef is so versatile with so many options and so many flavors that just kind of add to that great tasting experience and great eating experience that you can't go wrong.
Yeah, well, and there's so many different marinades out there, too. There's really no risk in trying them.
No, definitely not. We have a lot of great recipes on our website, www.iabeef.org. Some marinade recipes and some new and fun and innovative grilling recipes as well. So if you ever get in doubt, are wondering what's the best cut to prepare, how to prepare a new cut that you saw at the grocery store, or you just want to change up your meal plan, you can always visit our website or our social media accounts, and we have some great resources there.
Absolutely. Well, talk about grilling out in the backyard, too. Yeah, there are different ways. Some folks like to grill over an open flame. Other folks like to use the propane method, where you're kind of closing the grill and keeping all that heat in to cook thoroughly. Is there a better way than others, or is it just a matter of taste?
I think it's a matter of taste, personal preference. Like you kind of said, there's different ways to do it. And actually, I believe June is National Camping Month as well. So I know if you're an avid camper or you just like the outdoors, that's always fun to try new things like a foil pack dinner or something like that. So it's always super, super fun to try new things, but it's all based on your personal preference. What we like to say is just, cooking your beef on a low and slow or a medium heat, no, fast does not win the race here. It's just great to kind of turn the heat down and just no rush, let that beef cook on medium heat and caramelize and just allow all those rich flavors to incorporate without charring your meat.
Sure. Well, and I've seen some folks that they like to turn if they've got a propane powered grill, they'll turn the propane on and then just toss the meat on immediately to get it started. But I've heard that that's probably not the best way to go. You'd like to get that temperature up to about 400 first.
Yes. Yep. That's correct. And you can also cook a steak. If you don't have a grill, you can always cook something like this in your oven. I personally don't have a grill, so I use a cast iron skillet. I get that cast iron skillet all nice and piping hot, and then I just cook my steaks on the stovetop or in the oven like that as well. So there's always great ways to cook your steak or cook your hamburger. That's kind of the beauty of beef is there's so many different cuts and it's so user-friendly. Don't be daunted by the fact of cooking a steak. It doesn't have to be, super scary. Like I said, we have a lot of great resources and a lot of great cooking tips to help you kind of get that great eating experience that you can get even if you just go to a restaurant.
Yeah, cast iron skillet. You are old school.
Hey, they are making a comeback.
Absolutely they are. And it's a good way to get that up to a nice piping hot and sear that in right away, too.
Absolutely.
Temperature's always important. We've talked with nutritionists and some of those folks, too, about food preparation safety over and over again. Should we keep a meat thermometer close by?
Absolutely. It's always great to temp your meat just to make sure that it is reaching that proper cooking temperature. It is just a great food safety kind of habit to get into, honestly.
And we talk so much about steaks and burgers, things we can throw on the grill this time of the year. But for larger cuts of meat, too, if you're serving a lot of folks and maybe going to throw a porterhouse, something big out on the grill, maybe cut it up into sections for folks, something along those lines, we've just got to make sure that we're cooking it completely all the way through and evenly.
Yes, absolutely. And, another great tip to reaching that proper cooking temperature is, letting it rest, allowing for some rest time. So if you have a thicker cut of beef and you've temped it and it's about to that cooking temperature, you can always take it off the grill and tent it with some foil, allow it to rest 15 to 20 minutes, allowing it to rest, and then it'll often bring up to that temperature. But yes, you want to put that thermometer through the middle part of your steak or your roast there. Make sure it's not touching any bone or touching the surface that you're cooking your meat on, and just make sure that it's reaching that proper cooking temperature.
Oh, very good. Okay, so we talked burgers. What's your favorite burger? What do you like to dress your burger up with?
So I actually just had a lunch meeting at Brick City Grill in Ames here, which was a past best burger winner, and I had a Worcestershire burger, and it was with sautéed mushrooms and a Worcestershire sauce with Swiss cheese. So it was so good. If you haven't been to Brick City Grill or just another local restaurant, I highly encourage you to do that. But it had a toasted bun and had some yummy, yummy mushrooms on a perfectly cooked burger. So that was what I had for lunch today. Oof. And that's how I usually like my burgers.
Wow, mushroom and Swiss of any kind sounds awesome. That's some of my favorite,
Absolutely.
Too. Well, we're so blessed. We have so many great restaurants because we're so close to our food sources. We have some really wonderful restaurants around the state that try some really neat things. And you sure get to see a lot of things when you do the best burger contest each year.
I sure do. You know, we get a lot of great recommendations. We get a lot of votes from all over the state for burger joints that are just cooking up awesome meat and providing that great eating experience that you can have with beef. And so Bambino's was the winner this year, but they're just one of many, many restaurants throughout the state that provide some awesome opportunities to try some really good food. And so I highly encourage, people to get out there, try something new. Maybe ask a friend where their favorite burger joint is or head on over to our website. We have some past winners, some past top 10 winners for a good burger joint in the state of Iowa.
Well, now I understand Bambino's winning this year. Not only did they win here in Iowa, didn't they win like the greatest burger in the universe award or something?
That is a great title. So we actually, we did team up with the New York Beef Council. So the Iowa Beef Industry Council Board of Directors chooses to help the New York Beef Council promote their best burger contest in their state, which their contest is run a little differently than ours. But ultimately, at the end, they pick a winner, like us. And so they challenged us to a burger battle. And yes, Bambino's won. They're going to hold the bragging rights for the year. This is our first contest. We'll see if we do it again. It was really fun. It's just a great way to promote their restaurants and just get people excited about going out and trying something new. It's a great weather, like you said, out there, and it's fun sometimes to try it up and maybe not be the chef sometimes and go out and support your local restaurants.
So we've beaten New York. If somebody like, let's just say Nebraska calls, are we going to take them on?
Oh, absolutely. We are not worried about that. We have some great beef here in the state and better yet, people that are super supportive. And so that's really kind of what helped push Bambino's to the top with this little fun contest. But if you haven't tried Bambino's and you are not able to make the drive, they will be at the Iowa State Fair this year. We'll actually feature both best burger winners. We awarded the 2020 best burger winner to Twisted Tail Steakhouse and Saloon in Beebetown, and they will be at the fair as well. So if you haven't tried Bambino's, you can come to the fair. I believe they're going to be there on Friday, August 13th, and they're going to be serving up roughly 400 burgers while supplies last at the Cattleman's Beef Quarters.
You know, just being able to go to State Fair this year sounds awesome, but being able to enjoy some great food, that's just, I mean, everybody's just dying to get back.
Absolutely, and I think that things are going to be pretty close to normal at the fair, so I've heard we're busy planning some really awesome new booths and activities at the fair. It's just going to be really nice to see everybody out there and, of course, try great new food.
That's awesome. Well, very good. Sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of great food. Well, if some folks would like to take a look at some of those recipes that you have online, Kylie, again, where would they find those?
Yeah, you could visit our website, www.iabeef.org.
All right. Easy enough. Check it out and do a little experimenting this year out there on the grill while you're having fun with family and friends again. Kylie Peterson from the Iowa Beef Industry Council, thank you so much. Enjoy the summer.
You too.